This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. The Biden administration is rejecting Moscow's claims that Washington provoked this week's confrontation that led to the downing of a U.S. drone in the Black Sea. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The military's released a 42-second video of what it says is a Russian jet dumping fuel on the drone and then clipping the MQ-9's propeller.
Just decimates the Russian lie about what they said happened or what they said didn't happen.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby notes the Russians say their jets did not hit the drone, claiming it went down on its own after a sharp maneuver. Moscow says the U.S. caused the incident by flying in restricted airspace.
They can announce whatever they want. They can say whatever they want.
Kirby says the drone was in international airspace over international waters. Russia's claims of restricted airspace are just that.
We aren't observing them. They're not legal.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
North Korea says its Thursday intercontinental ballistic missile launch was in response to ramped up U.S.-South Korea military exercises that began this week. The U.S. and South Korea are in the middle of an 11-day major joint military exercise. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken was in the African nation of Niger Thursday to offer humanitarian and economic and security aid. At a news conference with his Niger counterpart, Blinken outlined the purpose of the $150 million humanitarian aid package.
Emergency food, safe drinking water, sanitation, hygiene services, and will also support vulnerable refugees and asylum seekers evacuated to Niger.
Blinken's visit to Niger follows a stop earlier in the day in Ethiopia, a trip viewed by analysts as an effort to bolster U.S. relations in a part of the world where Russia and China have been seeking to gain influence. This is VOA News. The U.S. Federal Reserve is lending hundreds of billions of dollars in emergency funds to troubled banks. We get more on the story from the AP's Lisa Dwyer.
The Federal Reserve says that cash-short banks have borrowed about $300 billion in emergency funding from the central bank in the past week. Nearly half the money, $143 billion, went to holding companies for the two major banks that failed recently, Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Bank. The money they borrowed was used to pay their uninsured depositors with bonds owned by both banks posted as collateral. An additional $148 billion in lending was provided to other unidentified banks through a long-standing program called the Discount Window and amounted to a record level for that program. Banks can borrow from the Discount Window for up to 90 days. Typically, in a given week, only about $4 to $5 billion is borrowed through that program. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Mexican authorities say some of the six women reported missing early this month have been found dead. We get more from the AP correspondent Norman Hall.
A prosecutor says there is evidence that some of the six women who went missing on March 7th have been found dead. Carlos Zamarripa, head prosecutor of the violence-plagued Guanajuato state, said signs have been found that some of them were killed. The women who may have been traveling together disappeared on the outskirts of the city of Celaya. Authorities posted search bulletins for the six women on March 9th. For years, the industrial and farming hub of Guanajuato has been Mexico's most violent state, with the Jalisco cartel waging a turf war against local gangs. I'm Norman Hall.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has ordered a number of improvements in access to mental health care to try to reduce suicides in the U.S. military, but he is holding off on endorsing more controversial recommendations to restrict gun and ammunition purchase by young troops, sending them to another panel for study. The orders issued Thursday reflect increasing concerns about suicides in the military, despite more than a decade of programs and other efforts to prevent them, and spur greater intervention by commanders, friends, and family members. Leaders of unions representing hundreds of thousands of nurses, ambulance crews, and other healthcare workers in England reached a deal Thursday to resolve months of disruptive strikes for higher wages. The deal, negotiated by the government officials and union leaders, would give workers a lump sum payment for the current year and a 5% raise next year. Any strike actions will be halted while rank-and-file members vote on whether to accept it. The agreement doesn't resolve a similar pay dispute involving early career doctors who have picketed this week. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.